Jesus left Galilee and withdrew to a place near the Phoenician town of Tyre, so as to be alone with his disciples. A Syrophoenician woman, whose daughter was demon-possessed, came to him, and Jesus healed her child. Then he went further north to Sidon. From there he turned east, and then came down on the other side of the Jordan River, going through the region known as the Decapolis, or Ten Cities. The Decapolis was situated in the region southeast of the Lake of Galilee, and was a confederation of Hellenistic towns which were located for the most part in Transjordan. During this long journey in pagan country, Jesus was able to converse with his disciples without interruption. While he was in the Decapolis, some people brought to him a man who was deaf and dumb. Jesus took him aside and put his fingers into the man's ears. Then he spat and touched his tongue. He looked up to heaven with a deep sigh and said to him, "Ephatha," which means, "be opened." At once the man's ears were opened, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak plainly. The people were overwhelmed with amazement and said, "He has done everything well." Then Jesus went up into the hills, and great crowds came to him, bringing the lame, the blind, the crippled, the dumb, and many others, and laid them at his feet. Jesus stayed with the people for 3 days to teach and heal them. They were all amazed and praised the God of Israel. But after a while they had nothing left to eat and were hungry. So Jesus called his disciples and said, "I have compassion on these people. They have already been with me 3 days and have nothing to eat. If I send them home hungry, they may faint on the way, because some of them have come a long distance." His disciples replied, "But where in this faraway place can we get enough bread to feed them?" They had already forgotten that their master had fed an even larger crowd with only 5 loaves and 2 fish. "How many loaves do you have?" Jesus asked. 7, they replied, "and a few small fish." So Jesus told the people to sit down on the ground. Then he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and when he had given thanks, he broke them and gave them to his disciples, who distributed them among the people. They all ate and were satisfied. Afterwards, the disciples picked up 7 basketfuls of broken pieces that were left over. The number of those who were fed was about 4,000, besides the women and children. Then Jesus sent the crowd away, came down to the lake, and got into a boat with his disciples. They crossed the lake and went to the vicinity of Magdala on the west coast. As soon as they arrived, the Pharisees came and began to question Jesus. To test him, they asked for a sign from heaven. Jesus sighed deeply and said, "You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, whether it will be fair weather or stormy, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. I tell you, no sign will be given to this wicked generation." Then he left them, got back into the boat, and went further on. While they were sailing along, Jesus said to his disciples, "Be careful and watch out for the yeast of the Pharisees." The disciples had forgotten to bring bread and thought Jesus was talking about yeast used in bread. So they said to each other, "It is because we have no bread." Aware of their discussion, Jesus said to them, "O you of little faith, why are you talking about having no bread? Do you still not understand? You have eyes but do not see, and ears but do not hear. Don't you remember? When I broke the 5 loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls of pieces did you pick up?" 12, they replied. "And when I broke the 7 loaves for the 4,000, how many baskets did you fill with the pieces left over?" 7, they said. Jesus looked at them and said, "Do you still not understand?" Then the disciples realized that Jesus was speaking not of the yeast used in bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and the yeast of their hypocritical example. Next episode, Peter's Confession of Christ.